coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You know, sorting through the news these days is like the proverbial saying, trying to drink from a fire hose. I remember one mass casualty event, which I was a part of in the rescue side of things, and the triage. Okay, when I say mass casualty, I'm talking about more than six people. The triage, okay, is probably the worst part. And that's how the news is. Welcome to Hagman. It is Tuesday, July 25. That's the 25th day, almost August of 2023. How quickly time flies. Yesterday, of course, showed you the first part of the show showed you Ben Berkwam from Law and Borders, or Law and Border, his series about the invasion. Okay, there's something in today's show about the invasion. You're not going to believe this, okay? You're not going to believe this. Well, I'll just tell you real quick, and then we'll go to it later. Governor Abbott, who I'm really not a fan of. I'm not a fan of any of these people, okay? But Governor Abbott put some floating buoys with some razor wire in the water in the Rio, and along his state to deter these illegals from crossing, especially the cartels. The Department of Justice is suing him in part because, well, we can't have anyone hurt or killed. Okay, send me down there. Give me an AR-15, AK-47. I'll tell you what, no one's crossing in either direction. That's just me, though. And that's me. Get some. Without borders, we don't have a country. And we right now don't have a country. And we don't have a leader. And I'm going to show you how that and why that's important. And how that was engineered, even. Because yesterday, in addition to the Berkwam segment, I also showed you the interview between Patrick Byrne and Alex Jones. And some say Byrne, you know, leftist. And let me say this again to the people who send me emails and say, well, why would you even think of messing with Patrick Byrne from the COO of Overstock.com? Number one, he was an FBI CIA asset. Actually, he worked for more intelligence agencies than just the CIA and FBI. Whoops. Believe me, I know that of which I speak. Number two, all right, he had the tenacity to sneak in, essentially. Grab Michael Flynn and Sidney Powell and a third person, Alyssa, and under a pretext, get him into the White House and then say, hey, we got to set up a meeting with President Trump. That meeting, of course, was December 18th. I'm kind of recapping yesterday because this is so important for people to understand. Okay, so that meeting from December 18th is that springboard event by which that bastard Jack Smith, there's nothing good about Jack Smith, the UN prosecutor, the guy, I don't even think the guy's a U.S. citizen. I've got to do some more research on this, but I don't believe he is. But as special counsel here against President Trump, okay, and using that December 18th meeting, which was 4 hours and 15 minutes per Patrick Byrne's information with President Trump, saying, look, here's what you can do. Long before January 6th. Here's what you can do. It's really simple. Obama gave you the playbook. It's simple. The plan, the executive order, 13848. Look it up. All you have to do is say you want to appoint the DHS to look at either six or six problem areas, six problem counties, or electoral areas, up to 31, if you want to go the whole shebang, image the hard drives using the U.S. Marshals and perhaps even using the military National Guard with, you know, bolted to the U.S. Marshals. That was what the meeting was about. That was Patrick Byrne's suggestion. And President Trump said, well, boy, I have the authority based on Executive Order 13848 signed by Obama, tweaked a little bit earlier by President Trump. So, yeah, why not? Let's do that. Because that way we can investigate if there is a widespread problem of voter fraud. And by the way, Patrick Byrne's book, Deep Capture, which I've got a copy, it absolutely incredibly important read, I think, to me. Anyway, I've got a copy of that, Deep Capture. It explains this. But Smith, along with Garland in the Department of Justice, they're predicating their entire indictment, which is coming against President Trump, on really that one meeting, talking about using the military to go in and to challenge the electoral results. Okay. And the second part of that as well, what's happening in Michigan, there were two slates of electors, one slate that was sent to D.C., the other slate, legal slate of electors voting for Trump. Now, the average age of that second slate of electors, I don't know how many people remember this, around 65. I don't think there was anybody under 58 years of age in that slate of electors for President Trump. The friggin' Department of Justice in Michigan, along with the governor, and along with the Department of Justice, along with the Secretary of State and the Attorney General of Michigan, want to see those additional slate of electors, which is legal, constitutional, and by the way, their right, our right, put in jail. Can you believe where this country is at? Understand how bad this is. Let's go to page one. This from yesterday. I want to comment on this in the comment section. On Rumble, on our Rumble channel. By the way, folks, please go to HagmanPI.com, and from there you can go anywhere. You can click on our Rumble link and our Brighteon link and all of our audio links. But please subscribe to Rumble or Brighteon and leave a comment. But a couple of good comments, Brown Mustard and then Sunny Weather. I think that this is kind of important for people to understand. This from yesterday, Brown Mustard. Has anyone else here viewed any of the numerous cartel executions and live dismemberments? That one sentence right there. Congratulations, Brown Mustard. I'm going to tell you, you found something that few people know exists. The cartels, even in the middle of this country, coming from the South, but especially in the South, are actually streaming live executions and dismemberments, as well as archiving the same so people can watch. And this stuff is being hosted by places like Facebook and other social media outlets, TikTok, okay, by cartel members to instill fear into the residents of the United States. And this is backed by Garland. This is what we've been talking about. When I worked in New York City, dealt with cartel, or I shouldn't say dealt with them, witnessed the after effects of cartel members. These are demonically charged monsters. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Brown Mustard. And if you scroll down to next to Sunny Weather, sorry about that. I don't know, or Maybe you have it somewhere different. Eric Tech, how you doing? You okay? Yeah.
Just doing good.
Yeah, we said about like three words. He's busy doing. Yeah, okay. Okay. The goal is 100 million, which is 30% of the U.S. population. Let me tell you something. This the end result of all of this is depopulation. And with me to discuss this and even more is Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. Really part of the program. Okay, really part of the platform. Appreciate Randy. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm good. It's a mess.
It's a mess.
It is a mess.
It's a crap show. I mean, it's a clown world. It's a crap show. Yeah,
you're putting it nicely. Yeah, it's a real shit show. Is what it is.
Yeah, it is. And how many people do you think realize what's going on? Because I'll tell you what I did. I actually grabbed my wife. I gently led her by the arm into my office, and I said, please sit down and please watch this entire interview with Patrick Byrne. And when Byrne was talking about the Chinese military, high brass military, having deeds to American properties, and the 31-page, the secret speech and all of that, she said, is that true? I mean, is that really true? Yeah, it's true. We are going to be invaded anyway. And I'm going to show you, we're going to be talking about the election, about transhumanism, about world war, and about sex trafficking. That's what's on our plate today. But yeah, I mean, so go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, I guess. I just had to say, how many people do you think out there really understand how bad this is?
Very few. They're so distracted. They're distracted by design. You know what? It's like the young man who come and mow my lawn. 23, something like that. You talk to him, kind of feel him out, see what's going on. They don't have a clue. They don't, you know what? This is all, we know what's in play. You know, it's funny that the left uses the word woke. Woke my ass. Okay. They're not woke. Okay. They haven't yet awakened or anything. Okay. If you went and read the article on the website about Are You a Free Thinker? But it was an article up last week.
Good article.
You read the article. Go there and just read the article. It's I dare say it's a decent article because I wrote it. But you need to really sit down and think about that. What's in that article? Okay, because it's testing you. People, the folks that are listening to this show, we know you're in 10. Okay. What's scary is we don't have 350 million people listening to the show. Okay. So we know that there are many uninformed people out there. If you were to just grab somebody and you started telling them what's going on with the year 2030, what they can look forward to, the depopulation, more viruses, the food supply is being taken away from us as we speak. Okay. And what Patrick was saying, listen, and I listened to that whole deal thing yesterday. Parts of it I went back and listened to again. And you really need to stop and think. All right. There's, like he said, there's 8 million people on the planet, and they're going to only have about 4 billion people worth of food. And the majority of the people that are going to be without food are going to be in China. And China's going to want to feed their citizens. Guess what? They'll be heading this way.
That's right.
Okay, don't think for one second. All these dumbasses walking around and think that China's our friend, you know. No, China's not your friend. I know they send great cheap shit to Walmart and gives you, you get a great deal, okay? That is not your friend, okay? This is nobody's friend. The Chinese don't know what it's like to have a friend. They will kill us in a second. They lust. You know how when you're a kid, you first discovered girls, when you're a boy, you first discovered girls. And when you're a girl and you first discovered boys, that lusty feeling, I wish I had that. That's what they're doing with your food supply.
You're exactly right.
Oh, this is no joke. Okay, hands off. And I'm going to say this. You guys are always asking me. And I put a lot of thought in before I say this. I don't think I'll get us in any trouble saying it. People are asking me, when's it go time?
Yesterday.
I'm going to say it's yesterday, but because we're a little unorganized right now, we're working on that. But I'm going to say this. If they put another Democrat in the White House, I'm going to suggest we take to the streets. I kid you not.
If we have a 2024 election.
I believe there will be, but I think that they're planning on putting a Democrat in and sealing it. I honestly think they're going to try and insert that clown from California, that Newsom.
Okay, well, I've got a different take on this.
I know you think Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, look. I want to do this. I'm going to play the because you brought this up. This is your fault. You brought this up.
Don't grab me by the arm and make me watch this, please.
I'm going to grab you by the arm. Folks, watch this. This is video one.
Now you know why I do this remotely.
Most of the time. Not all the time. This is video one. Roger Stone warns Michelle Obama will be Democratic nominee in 2024, as long as they don't keep finding the bodies of their sous chefs in the waters near their home. Okay,
we're going to talk about that, I hope.
I hope so, too. I mean, if we get, certainly. But let's play video one, because, look, Joel Gilbert, and people say, well, nah, he's wrong. It's going to be Newsom.
I believe the guy. I believe that man.
Look, he's done the research. I can't. Or Michelle's a dude. Okay, she might be a dude now, but she wasn't a dude, you know, in high school and in grade school and stuff like that. Okay, I'm gonna tell you that.
She was a dudette.
Yeah, a dudette, right? But watch this. Concerning the election of 2024, and if anyone is plugged in, it's Stone. Believe me, I could tell you stories. I'm not going to. Go ahead and play video one.
Political strategist Roger Stone says that the DNC has begun a plan to replace President Joe Biden with a new candidate in 2024. One America's Daniel Baldwin has more.
Speaking with Roger Stone here at Turning Point Action Conference 2023, sir, obviously looking towards the general election, President Trump presumably going to be the Republican nominee for president. This appears to be a coordinated effort by legacy media to write more negatively focused pieces on President Joe Biden. We've seen this from The Atlantic. We've seen it from The New York Times. We've seen it from Axios, the old Yeller article about Joe's fury. What is the legacy media outlets suggesting to Joe Biden right now?
Well, I think they're the master strategist of the Democrat fake media cabal, Barack Hussein Obama, the de facto president of the United States. I'm not so conspiratorial to think that he has a microphone and there are little ear chips, but he once, as you know, joked about that with Stephen Colbert. He once said, yeah, it'd be great to have a third term and have some front guy acting as president. I could be in my sweats in the basement with a microphone. We put a headphone on him. I don't think it's quite like that, but everybody around Biden is a Obama person. I think he's decided that Joe needs to get the hook. Joe's embarrassing. Joe can't even pretend to be in charge anymore. I mean, he looks to me like he is suffering from dementia. These kind of drifting in and out of consciousness, not knowing where he is. He goes to Ireland. A week later, he says, I can't remember the last time I was outside the country. And that's, he's not a well man. So I think once CBS and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal, you know, the propaganda arm of the deep state, once actually journalistic enterprises, but today just propaganda fronts, once they start acknowledging the problems and the corruption of the Biden administration, the handwriting's on the wall. Joe will be gone probably by the end of the summer.
Roger, look into your crystal ball. If Joe is gone, who is the next person up to challenge for the White House?
Well, obviously, if Joe Biden were to resign, let's say he resigns and he pardons himself and his son and his brother and other key members of the Biden crime family. Or let's say he refuses to resign and he's removed under the 25th Amendment. That requires a majority of the cabinet plus the vice president. Barack Obama can line that up in about 2 hours. So let's say Joe is gone. Kamala Harris immediately automatically becomes president. Mm-hmm. Automatically. So that famous picture of Lyndon Johnson being sworn in, there's no reason to be hit for him to be sworn in. He was already president. That was done to twist the knife in the Kennedys. Without getting distracted, they know that Kamala Harris is an extraordinarily weak general election candidate.
Of course.
She could be as dumb as Joe Biden, actually, in his current state, right? So, but the only way within the confines of their party that they can replace a woman of color and get away with it is not with Gavin Newsom, a white male, but with Michelle Obama, who I predicted in my speech here today will be the Democratic nominee. Then they will let Gavin Newsom be vice president, but only if he raises enough cash for the ticket, which, as governor of California, he can very easily do. So I believe that they're canceling the Iowa caucuses, canceling the New Hampshire primary, making South Carolina a state with a majority African-American Democratic primary electorate. Mm-hmm. That's a layup for Michelle. And where's the convention again? Oh, it's in Chicago, her hometown. So I predict that she will be the nominee. I think I will be proven right about this. I've written about it a couple times and done a couple shows on it. You can already see it beginning. And when the legacy media begins criticizing or just reporting accurately about Joe, that's how you know he's on the skids.
I just want to say this. There are some people, wink, wink, nod, nod, who will say things off air, who don't want to come on air necessarily, or will say things off air that they won't say on air. All right, there's more to that story than just that. Randy Taylor, what are your thoughts on this?
It very well could be. I mean, he's certainly inside far more than I am.
Yeah.
I think that if Michelle Obama gets in the White House, her life expectancy is shit.
Why? From whom?
Oh, come on. From the right. People, listen.
The right done?
Wait and see, Doug.
What has the right done?
Wait and see. I'm not going to argue with you about it.
I'm just asking. We can't organize a.
There's things going on right now that I don't know a bit about. Okay, this country isn't 100% going down in flames without a fight.
No, that's true.
People. You know people, and I know people that are unaccounted for right now.
Yeah.
They're unaccounted for. And I know they're not in jail. They're unaccounted for. And if they come out swinging, look out. And they would do it so systematically and so beautifully, it would restore the public and take out the garbage at the same time.
So Eric the Tech just said something here. Why aren't they swinging right now or a week ago or a month ago?
Everything's not in place yet. I mean, come on, look at us with the Patriot list.
True.
You know what I'm saying? We got a few hundred people and that's pretty much that died off. I got people emailing me on the Patriot list wanting to know if, could sign up, find some Patriots and they need a roommate. Okay.
We're still pushing, we're still doing it.
Still RT at AgmanPI.com and the ones that are with the larger militias and all, guys, just relax. I saw you. Some people I've fired private emails to. I've got your stuff. Okay, we're working on it. Like I said, but the priority one is your security and your safety. That's priority one. All right. Before we really open this up, because I've had some invitations, just so we don't have to discuss those with Doug already, some invitations to go on some other shows with some major, major audiences and also put this out there to them for signups. I have no questions whatsoever about where people's hearts are. I don't. We got some fighters out there. I know there's old ladies out here that I know, elderly women that have emailed me and told me their trigger finger still works. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I believe that. The point is, if we're smart, okay, we'll live longer.
That's a good point. If we're smart, we'll live longer.
If we're smart, we'll live longer. We got to get the job done. But any idiot can run up a hill. I had this discussion with a lieutenant many, many, many moons ago that any moron can run up a hill from the front. Why wouldn't we go around and take the hill when they don't see us coming?
That's true.
Nobody wants to be. I don't want you or anyone that's listening to you, listening to us. I don't want anyone to be a medal on somebody's chest. You know what I'm saying? I live to fight another day. You know what I mean? You always make the bad guy die for what he believes in. Don't go out there, I'm going to die for my country. No, don't say that.
Well, I think
you're going to live. I think be willing important. To die for your be willing to die for your country, but don't plan on dying for your country. Okay, if we start handing out kamikaze helmets and putting you in a Japanese Zero, that's a different discussion at that point. But anyway, folks, here's how I see it unfolding. I do believe there'll be one more election.
Okay.
I dare say, though, it may be the last election ever. And I'm going to say this. If they put a Democrat in the White House, I don't care if it's Michelle Obama or that twerp out of California, Newsom, okay? I'll be honest with you, I know this RFK Jr. Everybody keeps talking about Trump and RFK. You guys realize they're from two different parties, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened before. And
I know, but I'm just saying, listen, the Democrats haven't given any of us anything that I'm willing. I would not trust a Democrat with my life. I'll trust Doug Hagman with my life. I'll trust my wife with my life.
I'm not a Democrat.
No, I'm kidding. Period. I'm kidding. It's pretty high rank up there for me to trust you with my life. I just, knowing what's going on with 2030 right around the corner, this will be 2024. I expect them to really be slamming everything in place 2025 and 2026.
Yep.
The last 3 years before 2030. If we're all alive here at 2030 and haven't starved to death, okay, the world's going to be such a mess. It's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, they want to bring this to 2025. You know.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt of that. And I'll tell you right now, the best thing that could happen at Davos would be a nuclear bomb.
Yep.
They're in a nice little crater sitting there. Okay. I'm just so disgusted with the fact that we've got a bunch of billionaire buttheads that think that they're God. And are playing with the weather and going to block the sun and all this. If I met Bill Gates, I'd just like to slap the shit out of him. Okay? That you have no right. You have no right to insert yourself in that place. It's like the World Health Organization and these damn shots. You have no right.
Amen.
And these people, I watched a tape the other night of Trudeau. The one I sent you where he turns blackface while he's talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but what bothered me more is I was listening, and he's sitting there, and he's going, you know, I don't feel sorry for people that can't eat and they can't get medical attention because they didn't get the shot. Because if you don't have the shot, you're endangering my children and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, you idiot. And any idiot that listens to him, just because you go out and get a shot doesn't mean you won't catch COVID.
And those people who got injections.
You know what I'm saying, though, Doug?
You know, yeah, I do. And, okay, so.
They have no argument.
Pardon?
They have no argument. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Well, because you didn't get a shot, you can infect my kids.
Right.
Your kids can get infected either way. COVID shot doesn't stop COVID.
I guess what I was going to say is this. Okay, if you succumbed to that bizarre mind mass formation crap and got one shot. Okay, if you succumbed for whatever reason, I can essentially say, okay, cool, fine, whatever. But if you are continuing the hardcore 20% cult like mind numbed
that are going and getting boosters,
exactly. Yeah. What is wrong with you? Given the fact that so much information is out there, which, by the way, through a Senate bill 3663, they are trying to. Even more censor the internet even more through requiring identification. But beyond that, what's wrong with you? You know, so you're exactly right. Now, that brings me to this, what you said, because of time. I just want to...
Let's stay on track today.
So Biden right now is getting hit with a whole bunch of questions by the pool media. At the White House pool media. By the way, that briefing room, been in there, stinks. It's small. But anyway.
I can imagine it reeks.
Oh, let me tell you something, okay? When you're in there in July, okay? Wow. I was underwhelmed by that, okay? But anyway. But it's an experience. It was an experience. And I thank those who allowed me to the pass to get into that room in the South Lawn of the White House and the Rose Garden and all of that during the Trump administration. But okay, aside from this,
could they get us in there today, sir?
No. I wouldn't want to go in there because too many cooties. But you got the media right now slamming Biden for a number of things, okay, exploiting his cognitive decline in an unusual way. All right, Karine Jean-Pierre claims Joe Biden was never in business with his son, despite evidence otherwise. Okay, we're seeing now more and more this dinosaur media coming out with with criticisms of O'Biden, okay, which Stone referenced, saying, "Hey, Biden's got to get the hook." All right, so let's just say, let's go to your scenario. There's an election in 2024, and let's just say the quote unthinkable to the left happens, and Donald Trump gets in, okay. Donald Trump wins the nomination, wins the presidency. Are we saved? I'd like to go to video three. And I want your take on this. I saw this and I said,
that's a good question.
I got to show this to you. What would happen? Because I want to think ahead and prepare. And I want everyone else to be prepared to the best that they can be physically, but of course, spiritually. And what would happen? Frank Gaffney was recently on with Steve Bannon. Frank Gaffney, this is video three in the show notes. Marxist will launch coup in U.S. military during Trump's second term. Again, this is his take. Frank Gaffney, I respect him. I know him. He's been on this program before. He's got a lot of great information. But I want your comment, Randy Taylor, comments on this, your assessment on this. Because this is something that kind of, I never really thought about this that much, but you're a military guy you're a military and intelligence man, whereas I lack that military aspect, military part of things. So play clip three if you don't mind.
Frank Gaffney, go ahead. I'm not trying to say people shouldn't send the letter, so I'm not saying don't oppose Brown's nomination. I'm just saying that, and anybody votes for Brown, anybody, Lindsey Graham, all of them, you vote for Brown, you're voting for a woke military, and you're voting for what's going to happen. When we win this massive victory in November of 2024, don't think they're just going to sit there like in 16 we won the come from behind, because there they didn't toss you the keys. In fact, I would tell people inside, they're not going to toss the keys, say, hey, this is lovely. Donald Trump gets to run things now. No, they started the nullification project immediately upon Hillary Clinton conceding. Frank Gaffney.
That's exactly right, Steve. If you liked what they did in 2017, to President Trump. You're going to love what they would do if he becomes president in 2025. And think about this. The military is what I was saying just before the break. The military personnel who have been promoted to senior positions under Obama Biden 1.0 and Obama Biden 2.0 are now under Obama Biden 3.0 being put at the senior most levels of our government. And the thing about the policies of this particular individual, C.Q. Brown, they're not his alone. They're what are being instituted by Austin and by Biden and by the rest of them, of course. But the main thing is you have apparently a guy who maybe out of just expediency went along with the program to, you know, get promoted, get ultimately the job of chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But I think he's a true believer, actually. And the kind of grievance attitude that he brings to it is very distressing. But the reason that I urge your listeners to send that letter, it's very easy to do. Rejectgeneralbrown.org is you need to put these senators on notice that if they vote for this man.
Yes.
And you're right, as things stand now, they will overwhelmingly, but if they hear from the posse, they may not. But they certainly mustn't without recognizing they're not only endorsing the man, they're endorsing the policies. And he will be implementing the vengeance. And towards the end, just as you say, Steve, and so glad you connected the dots, that bringing us the Israel playbook of essentially the military working for the woke against the Democratic majority of the United States and the best traditions of the United States military. And by the way, I think the sentiments of the vast majority of men and women in uniform. That's not going to matter. If they want to stay in uniform, if they want to get any chance of promotion, they're going to have to play by the same rules. And that will be disastrous for the Army and military of the United States, especially, Steve, at time of prospective war with China, for God's sake.
A kinetic war. But this is also goes back to when they try to take social media and blow guys out for being domestic terrorists because what they said on social media and the vaccine and the vaccine mandates.
You bet.
They're trying to weed out. This is, look at this playbook. Ehud Barak, and I'll play it this afternoon, maybe in the 5 or 6 o'clock show, I'll have time. I'll play from 2020 in the first days of the pandemic. He's laying out the entire plan that's laid out today.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't have, even if you're part of the Judeo-Christian West that has a lot of affinity for Israel and the state of Israel, even if you don't, because today's a day to pray for Israel, because I'm telling you, bad things are happening by the globalist left there right now. And you see all the cheerleaders of Morning Joe. You see all the people lined up against President Trump. You see them all. But as a foreshadowing of what is going to happen here in the United States of America, it couldn't be plainer. With the election in Spain, coupled with what's happening in Israel, it's going to happen. Don't think a big win by Trump automatically. They're going to be celebrating and, okay, you guys won. You're right. We should be America first. We should have MAGA policies. Look at in Israel. Who's leading this besides the military is the corporations. They had the corporations today, 160 of them, saying they're going to pull out. They're going to shut down. They're going to lay off people if they go through with these reforms.
Steve, one last point.
Which is just to get... go ahead. Go ahead, Frank.
I got two memes that I hope Cameron might get thrown up here. But one last point, Steve, and I don't know whether Carolyn got into it or not. But what is absolutely palpable is the United States government is encouraging all of this in Israel. So that's another dot that needs to be connected here. How much money they're putting in,
100%.
Where it's going, what the pass-throughs and cutouts are, all to be determined. But Congress needs to get on top of that. You know, they stood up and cheered when Itzhak Herzog talked about the government of Israel not going to stand for accommodating a threshold Iran. If they don't want that to happen, the Congress of the United States has got to hold to account the executive branch of what it's doing, not only to help Iran get the bomb, but also to undermine our friends and allies elected to be the government of Israel.
Look, The NDAA, right now we're going to get back with that firefight with the Senate. That's so full of wokeness. And remember, I want everybody in this audience to remember, particularly folks from Alabama, that thing passed out of House Armed Services 59-1 or 49-1. Full of woke and weaponized crap, and tons of also funding of Ukraine. Now, not enough for the warmongers. Anyway, Frank, how do people get there? How do they get to the memes? How do they get to the letter? How do they get to all of it?
It's very simple, Steve. RejectGeneralBrown.org.
Okay, you can stop right there. This link, put that back up if you don't mind. Okay, Randy Taylor, and for the folks listening and watching this, this whole issue is about this man, C.Q. Brown. This general is Biden's nominee for the top Pentagon job. Okay, he is a DEI activist, which is the woke of the woke. Okay, he's reduced Air Force from marginal in 2021 to very weak in 2022. He's basically a Marxist in an American military uniform. This is what the Senate will vote on, his confirmation, and that's what the subject matter was about this. And that's fine. You can take it off now. The link will be in the program description box, but the bottom line is this is intentional by the O'Biden regime to essentially destroy our standing military, that along with the shots. Go ahead, sir. Your thoughts.
Well, they're stacking the deck. Let me lay it out real simple here, folks. There'll be an election in 2024. It might well be the last election. The only person that really can get the job done is Donald Trump. Hear me out. What needs to be done in this country is so radical that DeSantis wouldn't be able to do it. It's outside of his norm. We actually need a president that will come in and have people all ready to go so that the next morning Merrick Garland does not have an office at the FBI, nor the next 20 people down. The CIA head is replaced. I mean, literally overnight. And the next day, arrests need to be made. Now, I'm not joking. I know that sounds weird. If somebody wanted to argue with me, oh, that's so Hitler-esque. I'm sorry. That's where we're at. Okay, we don't have time to sit around and work out a bunch of crap. Working out the crap has got us to where we're at. What needs to be is the man needs to be put in the office. If we don't get a Republican in office, Donald Trump in office, I'll be honest with you, I say it's a free-for-all at that point. I absolutely encourage anybody to take him to task. This country is in dire straits. And we don't have time. 4 years is not a lot of time to do what needs to be done. One of the first things Congress needs to do is make a rule that when you get 8 years in office, that's only if it's back to back. So if Trump was in there, he should be at four and then another four. Whatever, because there's so much crap needs to be done. And I'll tell you what, the first thing I would do if I was Donald Trump is if this Brown is in charge of anything, gone. I would already be looking at the Joint Chiefs. Maybe every one of them need replacing. And I guarantee you there's people in the military, very high ranking, that do like Donald Trump. I don't give a damn what the media says. Okay, all this could be worked out ahead of time. Trump go into office, and I kid you not, overnight arrests need to be made. There is enough evidence on every one of these people to lock them up for the rest of their lives, if not put them to death.
All right.
I'm not kidding, Doug. I'm not kidding. We don't have time. We need somebody that's going to go in the office and look at the World Health Organization and tell them to shove it.
Yep.
United Nations, shove it and put out an arrest warrant on people like Klaus Schwab and the rest of that ilk. And we need somebody that's crazy radical, radical right. I'm sorry. It's the only thing that's going to save the country. Because if we stay on present course, we're not going to see you and I certainly and our kids are screwed.
Do you see a Mad Max scenario coming up? You know, for, like you said, a free for all. If
No, when I say free for all, I mean, you know what? Washington, they would need to be dethroned in Washington.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, you guys think January 6th was bad. January 6th wouldn't be a drop in the bucket if you piss off the patriots in this country and they decide to say, go.
Interesting.
I'll tell you right now, D.C.'s ass would be in the breeze. They could have all the tunnels they want out of Congress and out of the Senate. I absolutely would walk in and place everybody under citizen's arrest. And I'm telling you this, if we don't do something, it's gonna get crazy. And what we're doing is we're allowing democracy to work in a good fashion. But when you've got fruitcakes, trannies waving their weenies in kids' faces, and you turn around and give them the right to vote, something's wrong.
You give them a right to walk around.
And then you got people going, oh, well, we should lower the voting age. Are you kidding me? That you it wasn't proven to you that most 18-year-olds have their heads stuck up their butts? And you give them the ability to choose the leader of the free world? Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
There should be a literacy, one, that you should have to show ID. Two, on that ID, there should be a little section that says, you passed the literacy and history test.
Amen.
And I'm talking a simple history test. I'm not talking about an ass kicker here. I'm not talking about a university exam. I'm talking about who was the first president of the United States. What is the name of the legal document that defines our society?
Who'd we gain independence from? I mean, simple questions like that.
Stupid. They have to pass 10 simple questions in order to vote. I am sick and tired of this crap. Like this crazy broad in the White House, that Kamala Harris, about, they keep the black people aren't allowed to vote. What the hell are you talking about? You know what? What? Because you didn't bring it to the crack house? I mean, give me a break. You said they're not allowed to vote. They can march their little asses right on down the road, go to the polling booth, and might have to stand in line. Ooh, woo, woo, woo. But they needed to, you know what? If you didn't file for your voting card and do everything you needed to vote, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. Amen. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn what your excuse is. You follow the rules and you have ID, or get the hell out of my line.
Well, okay.
I am sick and tired, Doug. I am so sick and tired of this catering bullshit, and these illegals could just show up and vote, no ID, nothing. And we got all the Democrats crying and screaming that, oh, it's not fair to, you know, blah, 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 blah.
No, I'm right there with you, brother. I am. I'm looking down here at the itinerary for the show, and I'm thinking, you know, you hit on pretty much all of the points.
We don't have time for regular conventional democracy in action. You know, we vote a new president in, and we send something to Congress and wait for an answer. No, I want to see about 500 people arrested overnight.
Yes.
Oh, they'll get due
by the good guys.
There'll be due process, but I want to see every one of them in handcuffs and in a jail cell and in front of a judge.
Ooh.
And I'm not talking, and those judges will be warned too. And to be honest with you, there'd be some judges in handcuffs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not joking.
This
bullshit of pursuing your political opponent, using the court system. Oh, man. That is so far over the line. What they're doing to Donald Trump is so far over the line. And what they don't understand is they're sealing their fate. They're sealing their fate because it's going to sink in. It's going to sink in.
Good point.
It's going to sink in what's going on. And even a dumbass Democrat is going to look and go, Wait a minute, there's something wrong with that.
You know why? Because if they can do it to Donald Trump, an ex-president, guess what? They can do it to you.
Well,
and yeah. I don't care. You don't even have to be a person on the right to have it done to you. It could be somebody on the left. Look at the crazy stuff they do.
Look at the January 6th prisoners. There was a live stream. By the way, I know that you're going to have to jump rather quickly. Let me know.
No, not yet. I'll yell at
you. All right. And there was a live stream. DOJ filed charges against someone who's going to prison today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is out of control. It needs to stop. Garland needs impeached. Why? Why hasn't articles of impeachment? Why haven't articles of impeachment been filed against Garland and Mayorkas?
Because of the trash we have in the legislative houses.
Okay.
Yeah. The people McCartney guy. Okay,
oh, jeez.
I would absolutely throw him out of the building. That guy doesn't even belong in there. I am so disappointed. The left has made such a joke and lowered the standard of what a politician should be. The left has lowered the standard that we expect from a politician to be in a legislative house. Think about that. Any clown could be in there. Now we put them in just because they're black or they're Puerto Rican or whatever. What kind of freaking qualification is that? How about you know a little bit about the law? You know what? There's a lot of those people I would just like to blind, take away their phones and everything. Everybody sitting in Congress and the Senate, take away their phones and ask them some history questions.
Yeah,
I'm not joking. You know how embarrassing?
Pay-per-view.
How embarrassed? Yeah, that would be an absolute pay-per-view event beyond belief. But there's enough criminal charges out there that could be filed against these people. And the scary thing is, I really honestly think they're going to try and kill Donald Trump.
Oh, RFK?
If they do, you have my blessing, ladies and gentlemen, to do whatever needs done. And I say that as a Christian, and I say that as a patriot. We don't kill our political opponents. That's not what we're about. That's not this country. I believe in the Constitution. I all enemies, foreign or domestic. And you know what? You people that are pulling this crap in the United States, you fall into the domestic clause. Shame on you. Yeah. You're gonna have a bad day. Because eventually good will win. Eventually good will win. It may cost some lives. There may be some bloodshed. But if this doesn't get straightened out, you're not leaving the people any choice. And any bloodshed, you listen to me right now, you little agents listening in, any bloodshed is on you. You kicked the dog one too many times.
And I do believe that the fixing's going to require bloodshed. I'm sorry, but
the fixing may come down to that, but at the same time, our only way out peacefully, okay? Now, there would be riots in the street if all these arrests were made. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Let them riot in the street. Go down there and arrest those son of a bitches. You've got FEMA camps sitting around. Put them in jail. I'm not talking about the first thing somebody's saying, well, you're talking like a Nazi. You're talking like Stalin. No, I'm talking like a patriot, okay, that has waited and waited, and we've tried this, that, and the other, and it has failed because nobody's listening, and things have gotten so bad. There is no place on God's green earth that you should be killing children or sitting there waving your pecker in their faces in a classroom. Things are off the charts with this. There is no way that what you have planned, you know what? This earth has been around for a long time. And you got these assholes saying, excuse me, I'm a little wound up today. You got these people saying, oh, well, you know, this is the hottest month ever in 120,000 years. I actually heard that on the radio today. And I'm like, you know what? I was in Fort Benning in the early 80s. And I distinctly remember 104 Fahrenheit. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was in the infantry.
Not a place to be.
Imagine how my day went.
So
don't tell me about hot. And they're saying, oh my God, when it's in the 90s, a human being would die outside. Well, where did you people grow up?
Climate change is the next COVID, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. These are all control measures, and people, you need to tell them to stuff it. We've already made a commitment, no matter what, that whenever they pull something, that we're not dealing with them.
Well, okay,
what it is, I just screw them.
All right, real quick, here's what the average American... I just want to show this. This is what the average American... because what you're saying, okay, think about, folks, think about what Randy Taylor just said. Now, listen to Joy Reid talk about, oh, the humanity with Governor Abbott to stop the invasion of his state alone, and we should be down there protecting our country, which we're losing... really mile by mile every day because of O'Biden and company. Play clip 4 or 5.
Let's talk about what's happening here. This appears to be an attempt to cause death to migrants, including women and children. Is that the way you see it?
Yes, it is, Joy. I mean, this is sick stuff. This goes beyond just passively trying to keep people out. As you described, this is actively trying to harm people. And as the Houston Chronicle article made very clear, it is harming people in terrible ways. And now people are getting to see the pictures. They're getting to hear the stories of folks who have been maimed, of people who have been put into danger, including children. So this is sick. It's performative cruelty by Governor Abbott. How do we know that? Well, we know that because the number of border crossings in Texas has actually plunged since May when Title 42 was lifted. So what we've seen over the last several months is that those crossings have gone down and the federal approach has been working to reduce those crossings. And instead of recognizing that and trying to work with the federal government to make sure that things continue to go in the right direction and also perhaps do something about comprehensive immigration reform, Governor Abbott engages in another level of cruelty to appeal to his right-wing base. That's all it is. It's not about solving the problem. It's about hurting people to please his right-wing base.
Okay, I got an idea. Come through legally.
If you go to the gate, I'm pretty sure there's not any floating anything there. Okay, I mean when you think about it, when you cross the border illegally, the first thing you did in the country that you want to go to, you know, the land of milk and honey, was break the law.
By stepping on...
Broke the law. And there's nowhere on the planet that says, okay, there's nowhere that says we have to open the door to let you in. Okay, there's this thing called boundaries. We have sovereignty. We have a nation. Men have died to protect our sovereignty, our freedom, our liberty, okay? You know, there comes a point when there's not enough to go around. Charity begins at home.
Of course.
Okay? And we're not doing a very good job with the people that we do have living here that are living in the streets. Look at our veterans. There should never be a veteran homeless. Are you kidding me? A veteran homeless. That should almost be as ironic a statement as military intelligence. Okay, but there should never be a veteran sleeping in the street. Shame on us. Shame on us. But you want to sit here and bring in tons of people. And this is the thing. We're not talking about Mexicans crossing the border. We're talking about everybody and their brother crossing the border. Uh-huh. You got Chinese, we got Middle East, you got Russians. And you know, ooh, Russians. Ooh, aren't those the real bad guys? Aren't those the super boogeymen? They don't want them crossing the border. But you, I mean, it's wide open. And the fallacy of all this, the northern border is like breaking into Fort Knox. The southern border, you just come trucking right on in. This is baloney. This is crap. And you can cry all you want about the little children. Tell you what, I'll tell you a real good way to keep your kids safe, and they'll never have to worry about barbed wire floating them, getting caught in the air and drowning them. Don't put them in the water. Stay where you're at.
There you
Fix
go.
Your country. Do not come here expecting us to fix it.
Very, very well stated. You know, we've got so much more to talk about. Would you join me tomorrow?
Okay, talk me into it.
All right, Randy Taylor going to be joining me tomorrow. We're going to be continuing our triage of what's taking place.
The comments will be good tonight, baby.
Yeah, and we do read them. So, all right, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Right on, RT at Hagman.